The icy weather last month in California devastated the citrus industry there. It also wiped out the crops of smaller farmers who grow winter vegetables. Many organic growers and immigrant farmers can't afford crop insurance, and now they're just trying to find a way to hang on until spring. Sasha Coca of member station KQED reports.
The Pascual Farm is a tiny plot, just 3 acres in western Fresno County. No tractors here, just shovels and hard work. Organic farmers Sherilyn and Lou Pascual say back in July, a heat wave cooked many of their summer vegetables. Now this freeze has wiped out about two-thirds of their winter crop.
We're out one morning and there it was. All this was charred, beautiful, with icicles hanging all over the leaves. every one of them. It's like Lou and I were saying, well, what are we going to do here?
Unlike the big citrus growers, the Pasquals can't afford crop insurance.
We totally feel like we're being overlooked. We're left out. There's nothing wrong with the big guys, but it's just that we need to be acknowledged also, and we have not been.
Many of the small farmers who've been hardest hit are Southeast Asian. Zhang Pao He is a Hmong refugee from Laos. He's showing some freeze-burned broccoli and mustard greens to farm advisors who work with the University of California. They're here to check on her's crop.
This one is still good to eat, too. This one, you open the side, but this is black.
Right in the middle there.
You open it inside.
But that's a defect when it turns black there from the frost.
Like most Southeast Asian farmers, her grows winter crops like bok choy, Napa cabbage, and lemongrass. He drives to Santa Barbara twice a week to the farmer's market, but he hasn't set up his stall there since December because he's lost 80% of his crop. He holds up a bunch of bok choy that looks nice and green on the outside, but is mushy when he cuts it open.
No good vegetables, so I don't take to the market because of black and yellow, and when you cook it, sour. After that, you lose customer.
Her has lost 5 weeks of income already, and he doesn't expect to have any vegetables to sell for another month. He's been scraping by using his savings to feed his 10 children and buy fertilizer.
If one more month, it'll be my money, my saving will be gone, then I don't know what to do.
This week, the federal government issued a disaster declaration for California counties hit by the freeze. That makes emergency low-interest loans available to growers. But small immigrant farmers like her probably won't apply for them. Farm advisor Richard Molinar says many immigrant farmers don't own their land and don't have the assets to qualify for loans. Others are reluctant to take on debt.
The paperwork is beyond most of the capabilities of the Hmong farmers because it's many, many pages long. It's going to require some kind of credit history or history back 5 years to prove what has been lost. They're not going to be able to do it. In most cases.
Fresno's new Hmong City Councilman is considering one solution, having the city back zero-interest loans for small farmers hit by the freeze. The council will likely vote on that idea next week. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.